Hello, and welcome to this JAMA Editor's audio summary for our September 27th, 2016 issue. This is Mary McDermott, Senior Editor of JAMA. The September 27th issue of JAMA features three original research papers. The first original research paper is by Laura Dummett and colleagues from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Dummett and colleagues studied the Bundled Payments for Care Improvement Initiative, a voluntary initiative of the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. The Bundled Payments for Care Improvement Initiative is determining whether linking payments for all services provided during an episode of care can reduce Medicare payments while maintaining or improving quality. In an analysis of Medicare claims for lower extremity joint replacement before and after this initiative took effect, Dummett and colleagues report that Medicare payments declined more in the Bundled Payments for Care Initiative participating hospitals than in the comparison hospitals, without a significant change in quality outcomes. The second original research investigation is by Jeffrey Saver and colleagues for the Hermes Collaborators. In a meta-analysis of five randomized trials of 1,287 patients, Saver and colleagues report on outcomes using endovascular thrombectomy to treat large vessel ischemic stroke. Saver and colleagues specifically studied the association of the time to thrombectomy and subsequent patient outcomes. Compared to medical therapy alone, earlier treatment with endovascular thrombectomy was associated with less disability at three-month follow-up. The greatest benefit was observed when the time between symptom onset and arterial puncture for thrombectomy was less than 2 hours. In an accompanying editorial, Stephen Warwick and Claiborne Johnston discuss the out-of-hospital system strategies that may be needed to improve outcomes associated with thrombectomy for acute ischemic stroke. The third original research investigation is by Michael Silverman and colleagues from the TIMI Study Group. Although the benefits of statins for reducing cardiovascular risk are clear, the benefits of non-statin therapies are less clear. This investigation evaluated the benefits of non-statin therapies for reducing cardiovascular risk. In a meta-analysis of 49 randomized trials involving more than 300,000 participants, Silverman and colleagues evaluated the association of LDL cholesterol reduction with non-statin and statin therapies and subsequent cardiovascular risk reduction. The authors report that statin and non-statin therapies that act to upregulate LDL receptor expression are associated with similar reductions in relative risk of major vascular events per change in LDL cholesterol level. In the Clinical Review and Education section of the September 27th issue, a Rational Clinical Examination article by Peter Benser and colleagues provides an overview of fluid resuscitation for hemodynamic instability. This article examines predictors of fluid responsiveness defined as an increase in cardiac output following intravenous fluid administration in hemodynamically unstable adult patients who have refractory hypotension, organ hypoperfusion, or both. Based on a review of 50 prospective studies, the authors report that passive leg raising followed by measurement of cardiac output or related parameters may be the most useful test to predict fluid responsiveness in hemodynamically unstable patients. A JAMA clinical evidence synopsis summarizes a Cochrane review regarding the diagnostic test accuracy of various CEA levels to monitor colon cancer recurrence. Associations of specific CEA thresholds with recurrences, missed recurrences, and unnecessary referrals are reported. A JAMA clinical challenge describes a 67-year-old man who presents with a 2-week history of painless, non-pruritic blisters on his hands that were unrelated to trauma, irritants, or contact dermatitis. Three viewpoints in the September 27th issue of JAMA are written by Lasker Award winners in 2016. First, recipients of the 2016 Lasker Award for Basic Medical Research, William Kalin, Peter Ratcliffe, and Greg Semenza, write about their discovery and elucidation of pathways by which humans and other multicellular organisms sense and respond to changes in oxygen availability, including the discovery and identification of hypoxia-inducible factors. Second, receptors of the 2016 Lasker-DeBakey Clinical Medical Research Award write about the science that facilitated study of hepatitis C replication and led to breakthroughs in drug discovery for hepatitis C. Third, Bruce Alberts, recipient of the 2016 Lasker-Koshland Special Achievement Award in Medical Science, writes about his own work in fundamental discovery of DNA replication in protein biochemistry. Dr. Alberts underscores the critical importance of continued investigation into fundamental research, underscoring the large gaps in knowledge regarding the most basic cellular functions. Fourth, Saeed Ibrahim and colleagues write about a new CMS initiative, Comprehensive Care for Joint Replacement, in which hospitals are held accountable for costs related to lower extremity joint replacement for 90 days after hospital discharge. The authors discuss how the comprehensive care model may affect racial disparities that exist for joint replacement in the United States. Thanks for listening. This is Mary McDermott with JAMA. For more podcasts, visit us online at jama.com.